In the upheavals that have rocked the music business over the past couple of decades, countless albums that were once considered essential or classic have gotten lost. Nick Lowe's second album, Labor of Lust, was released in 1979 and has been out of print for nearly 20 years. Yep Rock Records has remedied that situation with a new reissue, and rock historian Ed Ward has a review.
Simultaneously with the rediscovery of Nick Lowe's classic 1979 album Labor of Lust, someone's dug up an old British television documentary which was shot in Eden Studios, as Lowe recorded, and posted it on YouTube. The film, titled Born Fighters, has been chopped into 12 tiny pieces, which makes it hard to watch, but it shows the intensity Lowe put into the project. There were four musicians involved: Dave Edmunds and Billy Bremner on guitars, Lowe on bass, and Terry Williams on drums. And depending on who had the most recent album out, they toured as either Dave Edmunds in Rockpile or Nick Lowe in Rockpile. The reputation they had as one of the tightest bands around was, as I can attest from having seen them several times, well deserved. The band was their ability to, as it were, speak punk without being punk. Edmund's part of the band stuck closer to more traditional classic rock and roll, but Lowe already had the reputation of having produced bands like The Damned, as well as his protege, Elvis Costello. The British press may have said snide things about their being too old to play like that. The liner notes say their average age was an ancient 32. But the British press was always saying snide things, and the proof was in the grooves. Labor of Lust was something of a crucial test for Lowe. His British record company, Radar, had signed a deal with Columbia in the U.S., where radio's resistance to the new music of the late 70s was at a high point. His first album, called Jesus of Cool in the UK, but retitled Pure Pop for Now People for the American market, was just that, pure pop. But although a couple of singles were pulled from it, they flopped. Greg Giller, who was overseeing the new album for Columbia, asked Lowe to include a song he'd recorded with his old band, Brinsley Schwartz, and it turned out to make all the difference. Cruel to Be Kind was, and remains, Lowe's biggest U.S. hit, peaking at 12 on the Billboard chart, not coincidentally because a brand new television channel, MTV, showed its video, which was shot at Lowe's wedding to Carlene Carter, part of the extended Johnny Cash family. Some of us had already heard a single Lowe had recorded with Elvis Costello's band, released in England, and which showed up on the album, which could well have been about her.
Living in a wonderful world, everything was fine.
Johnny Cash was a fan of his new son-in-law and would soon record his version of one of Labor of Lust's best songs. Without love,
a soft thumb by the gloomy look upon my face. Without love.
In the end, Nick Lowe proved to be more of an album artist than a singles artist. He's had a long and fruitful career, and this is the record which established him. It's good to have it back.
Ed Ward lives in the south of France. He blogs at wardinfrance.blogspot.com. He reviewed the reissue of Nick Lowe's album, Labor of Lust. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.